This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Jurors in the U.S. state of Minnesota are hearing closing arguments at this hour in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd. The prosecutor told the jury George Floyd pleaded for help with his, quote, very last breath, end quote, but was not shown any compassion by Derek Chauvin. After hearing final arguments from each side, jurors will be isolated until they reach a verdict. Prosecutors argued that Chauvin, who is white, caused the death of the black man by kneeling on his neck. Three other former police officers also faced charges in connection with Floyd's death. They are to be tried separately later in the year. Russian prison officials said Monday that hunger-striking jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been transferred to a prison hospital. The Federal Penitentiary Service said in a statement, quote, at the present time, Navalny's health is assessed as satisfactory, and he is being examined daily by a physician, end quote. One of Navalny's doctors said, quote, if they don't start treating Navalny, he will die within days, end quote. Allies of Navalny announced nationwide protests after the opposition figure's family and personal doctors released blood analysis results that suggested he was at high risk of cardiac arrest or kidney failure. The planned protests are scheduled for Wednesday and fall on the same day President Vladimir Putin delivers his annual State of the Nation address from just outside the Kremlin, all but ensuring a tense standoff between Navalny supporters. The Russian Defense Ministry said Monday a MiG-31 fighter jet had intercepted and escorted patrol aircraft from the United States and Norway over the Barents Sea, RIA News Agency reported. This is VOA News.